This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Federal courts have thrown out part or all of the voter ID laws in states like North Carolina, Texas, and Wisconsin. Judges and politicians argue that they are racially discriminatory and completely unnecessary since voter fraud rarely occurs. Americans apparently disagree. The latest Pew Research Center survey found that only 31% of Americans were confident that the votes were accurately counted in the 2012 election. Last night I was at a meeting where party officials were concerned about voter fraud and explained how the voter ID laws reduced the amount of voter fraud that apparently was taking place in one Texas county. John Fun has written about this subject in two books and numerous columns. His latest piece in National Review reminds us that concerns about voter fraud are legitimate and well-documented. Political scientists writing in the Washington Post estimated that 6% of non-citizens voted in 2008, 2% of non-citizens voted in 2010. Investigative reporter James O'Keefe and his team have shown how easy it is to impersonate someone else in order to affect the vote. His most recent outing in Michigan tested the state's voter ID law that allows non-ID holders to vote by merely filling out an affidavit. Such affidavits are rarely checked. You have to love his humor. He told different poll workers that he was the Detroit mayor, Mike Dugan, Wayne State University law dean, Jocelyn Benson, and columnist Nancy Kaffer, all of whom strongly oppose voter ID laws. He was even offered the ballot of Michigan rapper Eminem. During this campaign season, we'll probably hear politicians and voters claim that America's elections are rigged. That's not the case, but ballot integrity isn't what it should be, and that's why millions of Americans are not convinced that voter fraud rarely occurs. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Betrayal, slavery, revenge, redemption. Ben-Hur, in theaters Friday, from Paramount Pictures, rated PG-13.